Praise the Lord. We've come to the ministry time. We've been so blessed by the ministry of the prophet of the Lord and his wife, Pastor Charlie and Sharon. They carry such a unique and powerful mantle of the Lord. Miracles, signs, and wonders, which are manifestations of the glory of God. And the Lord is showing us through these servants just how close he is to us. He breathes our name. He speaks our name. He knows all about us. What a comfort it is. And tonight, I'd like you to stand and welcome the man of God and his wife as they come to minister the word again. Let's show our appreciation to them, pouring out such a deposit of the Lord into our lives. How blessed we are. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Have a seat, man. Man, you have awesome worship. I don't want you guys going anywhere. If you have to bring seats up, Pastor Mark, if you have to bring chairs up here, I want the musicians up here. Singer, I want you right here, man. Please. I'm going to need a shovel tonight. You know, the Word of God, or the worship, plows the ground. And Sharon and I, we believe in plowing the ground, and we just feel we need to keep you up here because the drummer ain't going anywhere. I got a word for him anyway. So he's got to stay close by. Is Kevin a pastor? Is he Pastor Kevin? I want to make sure I'm... All right, Pastor Kevin, where is Pastor Kevin? Thank you for, in the prayer room this morning, saying something to me. Because I take for granted many times that people just understand what goes on with the prophetic. And I'm a local church guy. My wife is a local church guy. Can I say something to you without offending you? Everything you need, every teaching, anything you need for your life, physically and spiritually, can be found right here in the local church. You don't need to go chasing after it all over the place. Everything you need is right here. You have a banqueting table right here. Amen. So if you will bear with me, I want to share real quick on my heart some benefits. What are the benefits of a prophetic ministry in a local church? What does it mean? And it's very important to me. Number one, can I tell you, the prophetic helps you to find your way in the local church. But you need to know something. It does not, you know, people say to me, wow, why are you reading scripture? And I told you, I read scripture. Why not read the scripture? The prophetic word needs to line up with the word of God. And, you know, listen, there's people out there, they're prophesying their pepperoni pizza from the night before, the lasagna from two nights before. They're out there, I listen to them prophesy, I say, where are you getting this from? And I told your pastor, I pace, my wife is right here, I pace in the room, I pace in the hallway, in the elevator, I walk around as we're getting picked up, because it is a heavy responsibility to lay hands on someone else's sheep. He's the shepherd of the house. Christ is the chief shepherd. And it's your lives, and it matters a lot to Sharon and I what we're doing. And that's why we stay under the authority of the local church, the local pastor. I'm here by invite. And it is awesome to stand in another person's pulpit, to have that responsibility, but to have the freedom to lay hands on the sheep in the church is very important. So we take it very seriously. The prophetic brings an impartation of gifts and ministries. And let me say something to you, that the prophetic should be a confirmation of what God is already doing. Do you know your pastor and your elders and your staff pastors, they already see what's going on in your life. They already have a good grasp of what's going on, and then the prophetic word comes and lays over the top of it to bring bring confirmation, to bring edification, to bring strength, to bring unification, to bring love, to bring understanding, to build you up. The prophetic is not designed to come and chastise you or tell you what you're doing wrong or put you in your place. It does not work that way. Yeah, I even get excited when I'm teaching. So, you know, the prophetic helps to bring guidance to our lives. It helps your shepherds who have authority over you. It helps them. It confirms different things, and they help put you on a track. But when you get a prophetic word, you don't wear it like a badge or a medal. You don't run around and say, look at the word I got. Or you don't file it away. It's a roadmap for your life. And blended with the Word of God and with your pastors and your elders and those that have oversight over you, and they start to meet with you. You know, we go to some churches, they type out the words, and then they give them to the people, and then the people come in and have meetings with their elders and their pastors to map out what's going on. It's very important. It's something that needs to be taken very seriously. And it brings a strengthening to a person's relationship. I can't tell you when Sharon and I are prophesying, when she's by my side and we're prophesying over someone, to watch people's faces gives us all the joy that we could ever imagine. To see how God is working and tears are flowing or laughter is coming or nodding of head and everything. And we know that God is reading their mail and God is letting them know, this is how much I love you. We have people come up to us after sometimes and they say, man, it was like you were riding in the car with us and you heard the conversation. No, God hears the conversation and he uses an empty vessel to bring the confirmation. And that is so important. It's so dear to our hearts. And like I said, it is there to build. It is to strengthen. Can I tell you that the prophetic word does not replace this? Not only that, but you don't go waving it in front of your pastors and say, see, I told you that's what God had for me. That's not what the prophetic is about. And the prophetic doesn't negate if you need a spanking as a sheep. The prophetic is to build, to edify, to strengthen, to help give directions. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophesy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Listen, there's gifts. You know, I wish when I go to heaven, I don't know if we're going to get a chance to ask questions, but I'm going to ask, why did you only mention fivefold? Because there's other giftings in the house of the Lord, but nobody wants them. They want to get into the fivefold. There's the ministry of helps. You know, I mean, listen, when we started in our church, you remember, Sharon, we cleaned the toilets. And boy, did we just praise the Lord. Nothing like having porcelain shine at the end of the day, and we're vacuuming the rugs, and we're just singing along, you know. He's done it once. He's going to do it again. And this altar that we're vacuuming, people are going to get healed. People are going to get set free. Bondages are going to be broken off. I mean, come on. There are so many things that are needed in the house of the Lord. And I'm watching how God is working here tonight and how he's already been working yesterday and today and how he brings out your personality and he ties the personality in to the house of God. See, and I'm going to say something else to you. The prophetic word enables you and I to go to war and use warfare, to go to war with the word that has been given to us mixed with the written word of God. We can be unstoppable. But you've got to let that word get inside of you. You know, and by the way, you got to do something with the word. You just can't let it sit there. I went to one church in Raymond, Washington, if anybody knows where Raymond, Washington is. South Bend, home of the oysters and shrimp industry. And a young man got a word that he would be a pastor someday and everything. And I went back 2 years later, and he goes to me, "You know, your word never came to pass." And I go, "Really? Well, do you get up in the morning? Do you have altar time?" No. "Oh, okay. Do you take classes here at the church?" No, I'm too busy." "Okay. Third and final question. Do you read your word?" "Well, no, I don't really get to my word." Well, for God's sakes, how's it work? In the name of Jesus, through osmosis, let's get this word in my brain. It don't work that way. Is God sovereign? Yes, but I haven't seen that happen yet. If you're called to something, you got to put action to it. You got to have steps. God sees us at point B. He wants us at point F, and there's C, D, E, and F that have to be taken to get there to fulfill your word. Come on, am I talking to an empty room tonight or what? Come on. It's important. You know, 1 Timothy 1:18 says this. Come on, work with me. Okay. "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you wage a good war of warfare." That means fight for what God has called you to do. "Well, I don't know what my place is in the body of Christ." Well, wow. You should know by now. "Well, I didn't get a prophetic word." Yes, you did. See, the body of Christ, it says that we're uniquely fit together. And one supplies the other. In other people's words are your words too. In the corporate word that came across yesterday morning, wow, I'm telling you, if you dissect that word, there's a good series in there somewhere, Pastor. That's all I can say, but I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, God is doing something here at Christ City. And you already know it, and it's just taken a 63-year-old Italian to come and tell you about it and remind you of it. And you know what? Sometimes the prophetic word, and I've seen it happen, right, Sharon? It breaks demonic powers over people's lives. No, I better not go there. Well, I will a little bit. Can you do me a favor? Can you turn the lights down just a little bit? I want to see the faces that I'm talking to. Thank you, if you could. We laid hands on somebody and they started manifesting like nobody's business. And the pastor is like, "Wow. Wow. I never knew. I never knew. I never knew." See, light and darkness cannot occupy the same space. And there's something, my wife will tell you, I'm a bulldog. You know, I don't care, you know. You know, I'll say to the pastor will say to me, "What are you going to do today?" "I don't know." "No, seriously, what are you going to preach?" "I don't know." What are you going to say? What are you going to prophesy?" "I don't know." And if you keep pressuring me, I'm not going to get anything, and you're going to have to do it. You got to trust God that he's going to show up. We don't know. We walked in here tonight. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. We're going to pray for the people I have names for, but God said, "I want you praying for blended families tonight because they need a fresh touch of God." So you know what? That's what we're going to do here tonight too. We're going to pray for blended families. And for you guys that have, for you parents and grandparents, you got teenagers, I don't care if there's 100 of them, 125 of them. Our record is we did 95 in one night. We will not go home until we prophesy over every one of those teenagers. I'm telling you right now, you make sure you bring them because they need to hear God's voice for their hearts and for their lives. You need to bring them. Come on. Come on. Do you know that the prophetic will reveal special needs to be prayed for? in people's lives? Remember when we got prophesied, Joe Rowe prophesied over us, and he says, I see you going to Haiti. I don't think so, buddy. I ain't going no Haiti. Well, there's needs. I got called to be head of missions. And I remember what he prayed over us? He said, there's going to be a day that you're going to go to foreign countries and you're going to go in the office of the president of the country. And you're going to speak to the president. We were newly saved. And we got in the car, and I looked at my wife, and she looked at me. We drove a Pontiac Grand Safari. It had the wood grain panel on the side and everything. And I said to my wife, ain't no way that's going to happen. This guy's, woo, he's out there. You know, because we didn't understand the prophetic. Say 11 years. I can't hear you. 11 years. Let me hear it again. We get a call from the Dominican Republic because we were sending them some product, a couple containers. It's the secretary of the Dominican Republic and says, the president wants to meet with you, Pastor Mike and myself, and he's going to fly you here. And you'll have a military escort to the motel, special motel. And when you get there, you got to get all dressed up and everything because you're going to go meet the president. Okay, you want to know something? I so filed that word in my heart, I didn't remember it. I didn't remember it. We walk in and all the Secret Service people are speaking into their wrist, and we had to get special clearance, and we walk into this huge room, which is about 3/4 of the size of your prayer room that we were just in. There's this huge desk and everything, and we're standing there, and all of a sudden I could hear my legs were rattling. Sounded like Ezekiel's dry bones. And in walks the president of a country. And he shakes Pastor Mike's hand. And as I'm reaching across to shake his hand, my mind went into slow motion and I could hear the words of the prophetic over me. There will be a day that you will enter in to the office of a president of a country and you will shake his hand and you will help him bring people to me. And on his desk was a King James Bible open up to Psalms 91. The prophetic is of God. It is of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's designed to take you and bring you into a place that you never thought that you would go. And you know what else the prophetic does? It brings a corporate blessing to the house. It's so important that you understand this. Prophetic ministry is God's presence being released in a corporate assembly. It is a gift. And by the way, it is not a standalone gift. It fits in with the fivefold. And can I say something else? The Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part. Why do you think that's written there? Because humans, imperfect beings, are delivering this word. And guess what? We miss sometimes. I want to tell you something. One of my mentors, Pastor David Schock, is home with the Lord now. We were at a church and some lady came in between the sessions to the pastor and said, he missed it, he's so off, you know, he's wrong, he's a false prophet. And I watched Pastor Schock say to the pastor, when I go out, give me the pulpit for 3 minutes. He walked out, there was over 1,500 people in the church. He says, ma'am, would you come up? And she came up and he said, I am so sorry that I missed on the prophetic. The Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part. Will you accept my apology? And she said yes. And I mean, people were weeping. Do you know 2 weeks after that happened, the very thing that was prophesied over her, she did. It was a true prophetic word. But he humbled himself, which is what the church needs today, to humble ourselves. Folks, God is doing something incredible in this church. The prophetic never takes over, never overrides your pastors or anybody that has oversight over you. You are still submitted, and you can't take that word and run with it. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. There's too many churches, Pastor, where people are going, they're traveling 200, 300 kilometers, I'll put it in your terms, okay, to go chase where prophetic is being done. My Bible says signs, wonders, and miracles follow. Everything you need, it's right here. This is your well. Amen. I would just love for you guys to play, you know, kind of keep it low key. But I really want to have the music. Sherry, would you come up, please, baby?